If you've ever remodeled or designed a kitchen recently, you have probably heard of quartz. It's an engineered stone material that is very popular for countertops, but public health experts say cutting and polishing the stuff can be dangerous. Workers who have gotten sick are suing quartz manufacturers and distributors. Those businesses are now asking Congress to ban the lawsuits. As NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, some doctors say that what should be banned is the quartz material itself.
Factories make quartz slabs by combining tiny bits of the mineral silica with binders and pigments. Compared to natural marble or granite, these manufactured slabs contain a lot of silica. And if silica dust gets inhaled into the lungs, it can cause permanent, debilitating damage. Countertop cutters and polishers have gotten ill in Texas, Florida, Colorado, New York. Massachusetts announced its first case last month. In California, there's been nearly 500 cases of lung disease and 27 deaths.
In one word, it's an epidemic.
Rafael Metzger is an attorney in Long Beach.
So far, I've had 23 clients get double lung transplants. And if they don't get them, they die.
He says his clients are almost all Hispanic, in their 30s and 40s.
They're typically young male workers. Many of them are immigrants.
Who often don't have medical insurance or workers' compensation. It can take time for symptoms to appear after inhaling silica dust. So Metzger has just filed a new lawsuit on behalf of workers who have cut quartz, but so far have no signs of silica-related disease. It demands that manufacturers and distributors fund a medical surveillance program that will monitor their health going forward. This comes as some Republican members of Congress have introduced a bill that would prohibit workers from suing these firms. Rebecca Schult is a lawyer for Minnesota-based Cambria, a major producer of raw quartz slabs. At a hearing on Capitol Hill Wednesday, she said her company faces around 400 lawsuits.
The wrong parties are being sued, and the lawsuits are overwhelming good companies throughout our industry.
She says manufacturers and distributors have no control over countertop fabrication shops, the businesses that buy raw slabs and then cut them to fit customers' kitchens.
We don't own them, and we don't operate them.
She says the problem is shops that cut slabs without controlling silica dust.
It's outrageous that these American sweatshops are not being shut down.
But workers' health experts say relying on enforcement won't work. There aren't enough inspectors to go to thousands of small countertop shops. And studies show that shops that do use wet cutting and vacuum systems can still see unacceptable levels of silica in the air.
And even if they're wearing the protective equipment, they're still getting too much of it in their lungs. And something needs to be done now.
Robert Blink is a physician who works with the Western Occupational and Environmental Medical Association. It's petitioned California's Occupational Safety and Health Standard Board, asking for the state to ban all cutting of quartz slabs.
The dust that is created from this process is so dangerous that it simply can't be reasonably worked with properly.
Their petition is under review and is being discussed in public meetings. The most recent one was yesterday. Blink says a similar epidemic in Australia prompted officials there to prohibit countertop makers from using this material. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.